Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got what I think is a different sort of program lined up for you. We may have done something like this before, but I have always enjoyed bluegrass music as a live music, i.e. watching it and listening to live shows and finding out what bands do in live shows. So we're going to have a Back Porch Bluegrass episode that features a lot of live music, obviously on recordings. It's on some of my old vinyl LPs. It's on some of the CDs you can get now. I always enjoy listening to the live music, the way the people introduce the songs, and there's just more excitement in the music. And I hope you're going to enjoy it with me. And we're going to start off with an album called Bluegrass Spectacular, the Osborne Brothers. And this was recorded in 1981, and it was recorded at the Theatre by the Lake at Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee. And we've got Hal Hensley. That's a hard name to say. H-A-I-R-L. Hal Hensley, the Grand Ole Opry announcer and program director at WSM. He introduces Roy Acuff, and Roy Acuff introduces the Osborne Brothers, and I've selected a couple of tracks there that you'll enjoy. And as we go, you'll just hear different live albums. I've participated in a few in the past, but and you'll hear some of those too. So let's hear the Osborne Brothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a member of the Grand Ole Opry and the Country Music Hall of Fame, the King of Country Music, Roy Acuff.
Thank you. And good afternoon to all of you people gathered here at the theater by the lake in Opryland, USA. You're going to see history made this afternoon. I don't think anyone has ever performed out in the open here in Opryland to do a recording. And this is going to be a very special recording because there are several people taking part in it. But the headliners of this show are two boys that Grand Ole Opry is real proud of. Country music and bluegrass music can be proud of them because they have a sound and their music of their own. They have voices that the voice of their own, and they use them, and they'll enjoy. You folks will all enjoy their work out here. I want you to give them a big hand and stay with them and help them to make a fine recording. Would you make welcome, please, the Osborne Brothers, Sonny and Bob.
Love has gone cold. What have I ever done to you that makes you treat me like you do? Will you leave me here to grieve my soul? Love gone cold. Face an empty life alone. What have I to share when I grow old? But love gone cold. I need the care that you withhold. Your love means more to me than gold. Don't leave me here to grieve my soul. Love gone cold. love means more to me than gold. Don't leave me here to grieve my soul. Love gone cold. Love gone cold.
Song Bobby just wrote, hot from the pen. It's called Memories of Yesterday.
Days and nights turn to years, and I'm fading fast with the time. Thoughts of you bring me tears.
Isn't it great to hear the Osborne Brothers? They were good pickers and singers, and great to hear Sonny's banjo playing live. And Bobby did great mandolin breaks, and they were accompanied by Paul Brewster on guitar and Carlos Brock on bass, rounding out the group there. Let's hear a little bit of Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970. And here's our mandolin player, David Calder, doing a pretty fine job on Rawhide. Thank you. Well, talk about frantic. Well, that's what you do with a tune like Rawhide. It's when you're playing live, it's just got to be approached flat out with gay abandon, so to speak, and David did a fine job there. We broke a string just at the start of the performance, and we wound up a G string, I think it was, and to replace the broken D string, so it was tuned up 7 frets above what it should have been, and probably made the mandolin difficult to play, but I remember David did a fine job of that tune. That was Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Rawhide. Well, one of the first live albums, one of the first bluegrass albums I ever heard was Flat and Scruggs Live at Carnegie Hall. And of course, we soon got the album Flat and Scruggs Live at Vanderbilt University. That was recorded in 1963, put out in 1964. And there's some great music from Flat and Scruggs on that. That was about the time they were doing all those TV shows. And I don't know how many of you have got DVDs of those live shows, but they are treasures, absolute treasures, watching Flat and Scruggs perform their tunes live there. And this is the sort of stuff that they were doing on those DVDs. And we're going to hear them doing a tune, All in the Britches. And then one of my favorites, Poor Rebel Soldier, Flat and Scruggs live at Vanderbilt University.
Big army, the land where it snowed.
The cold ended falling and freezing the rain, but there's hot blood still running in the rebel vein.
The call of the wild keeps howling to me from the mountains down yonder in old Tennessee.
Got a woman who's waiting in old Hartsville town. When nightfall, I'm gonna be Tennessee.
Tennessee bound.
I'm a poor rebel soldier and I'm going home, 'cause I don't call it living when I'm living alone.
The morning they'll look, but me they won't find, I'm gonna be south of the old Dixie line.
It's just a treat to hear those again. We always listened very closely to what the band was saying while the audience was clapping to try and work out what they were doing there. As you can appreciate, I'm jumping around a little bit on the album sometimes, and I also apologise for the few clicks and scratches and bumps that you sometimes get. These albums have been very well listened to, but I'm sure if you've got albums, you know all about that. What have we got coming up? We've got some new Lost City Ramblers at the Newport Folk Festival coming up. The new Lost City Ramblers did a whole lot to take bluegrass out of the Nashville-based Grand Ole Opry country music scene and put it into the folk music scene that was happening around in the late 50s and the early 1960s. And the work of Mike Seeger and Ralph Rinsler in particular in bringing it to places like the Newport Folk Festival was just amazing. And they really brought bluegrass and old-time music to many new audiences. And at the Newport Folk Festival in 1960, the New Lost City Ramblers got three tunes on the recording: "Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms," "Man of Constant Sorrow," and "Foggy Mountain Top." So they're real bluegrass standards, really. Mike Seeger, Tom Paley, and John Cohen were the band at the time. Paley was playing some banjo. Cohen was playing guitar. Mike Seeger was playing fiddle. They all sang, and they all swapped around on instruments too, so it's sometimes hard to know what they were doing. But here is the New Lost City Ramblers doing the great tune, one of my favourites, "Foggy Mountain Top."
Well, as soon as we get everything all unraveled here, we're going to do "Foggy Mountain Top" to wind it up.
If I was on some foggy mountaintop, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Something I want you to tell her not to be wasting her time running around with some other feller. Oh, she caused me to weep and she caused me to moan. She caused me to leave my home. Oh, the lonesome old times and the good old times, I'm on my way back home. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best.
I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this. this whole wide world to the girl I love the best.
New Lost City Ramblers live at the Newport Folk Festival in 1960. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're having a program featuring live bluegrass music from recordings that I have of it. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you play live music anywhere, they're the people to go and see. Big range of instruments, big range of accessories, and lots of helpful people in the shop. Shearer's Music Works is in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, New Zealand. This show comes out of Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's first on Free FM 89.0 is where we record it, and it's played on the access radio stations throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and on Bluegrass Planet Radio. So if you're listening to any of those, I'm pretty sure that you'll like live bluegrass music just like I do. Well, one of the most influential albums on my early bluegrass music was the Dillards Live Almost on the Elektra label, and they were a revelation to us because they played great banjo and mandolin and guitar and bass, the four-part group, great harmony singing, and Mitch Jane, the bass player and the general MC for the group, was just brilliant. His talking, he was a real comedian, and his talking just drew you into the songs, and he set the scene for so many of the songs, and it was just magic. And we followed that formula. Unashamed to say it, Hamilton County really borrowed from the Dillards. We borrowed their songs, and we borrowed their style of introducing, and they did some wonderful things. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the Live Almost album. It's called Never See My Home Again, and Rodney sings that one, and then a Bob Dylan tune that they did, which is still one of my favorites. It's called Walking Down the Line. Here come the Dillards from the Live Almost album.
We're the Dillards, and we're all from Salem, Missouri, which I know you've all heard of. And we're all hillbillies. I thought I'd better tell you that because you probably thought we were the Budapest String Quartet. We will introduce everybody briefly. Dean over here on the mandolin, Douglas Dillard on the five-string banjo. My name is Mitch. And this, of course, is Rodney. And we have him here to remind you that every 60 seconds, mental illness strikes. At any rate, we're going to do a bunch of old-time things for you, and we're going to start off with a song about our hometown. And unless you've ever been in these little towns in the Ozarks, you wouldn't believe our hometown. They're little bitty places, and they're built on a square, mostly, with a courthouse in the middle of the square. And everybody goes to town on Saturday and do their trading. And you always have about the same things, a bunch of old men chewing tobacco on a street corner and spitting it out in the street to try and make a slick place, get some old lady down out there. And you've always got a 48 Hudson full of Jehovah's Witnesses and things. Sort of typical. And usually a street preacher and a bluegrass band of some kind swatting it out there. In later years, this is no longer true because all the bands now are electrified pretty heavy. If you'll listen to this song, I think you can learn more about us and our hometown than maybe you could any other way. It's a song called I'll Never See My Home Again, and Rodney's going to sing it, which I think is fitting because they'll never let him back.
Hollow where the pines are standing tall, in the shadow where the woods are dark and still, to a walking weather check, my thoughts keep turning back to my old mountain home below the hill. Oh, I left it in the springtime when the flowers were in bloom, and I told the folks I'd see them in the fall. But the road keeps stretching on through from the cradle to the tomb, and I guess I'll never see my folks at all. Thank you. hear the geese crying in the sky. I can see the dry leaves blowing in the lane. I miss the wood fires on a cold and rainy night, and the trees are scratching at my window pane. Oh, I left it in the springtime when the flowers were in bloom, and I told the folks I'd see them in the fall. But the road keeps stretching onward from the cradle to the tomb, and I guess I'll never see my folks at all. Years go by and seasons pass away. That home place keeps returning to my mind. I'd give a lot to see that place so dear to me, that hollow in the woods I left behind. Oh, I left it in the springtime when the flowers were in bloom, and all the birds were singing in the glen. But the road keeps stretching onward from the cradle to the tomb, and I guess I'll never see my home again.
Yes, Ron? No, you can't play the harmonica. I'm busy trying to tell him about your next song you're going to sing. I don't know how many of you know who Bobby Dylan is, but he's probably done more for folk music or had more influence on folk music than anybody. He has a voice very much like a dog with its leg caught in barbed wire. But that doesn't matter, because what he does is write the songs. He wrote a song that we liked real well and wanted to try to do it ourselves in a bluegrass style. This song is called Walking Down the Line.
Well, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-fine to tell about my troubled mind.
I got a heavy-headed gal, I got a heavy-headed gal, I got a heavy-headed gal. She ain't a-feeling well, when she's better only time will tell.
Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind.
My money comes and goes, my money comes and goes, my money comes and goes and rolls and flows through the holes in the pockets of my clothes.
Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind.
I see the morning light, I see the morning light. Well, it's not because I'm an early riser, I didn't go to sleep last night.
Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-fly to tell about my troubled mind.
Now that's the Dillards from the Live Almost album. Man, listening to that brings back some real memories. We studied those albums and we studied everything that they said, and we tried to present our programs pretty much like that, and it sort of worked. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're having some live bluegrass music. Back in the days, the bands, particularly particularly bluegrass bands, but I'm assuming country bands and other sorts of bands did it too, had radio shows, and they turned up live in the studio and did a radio show. And Jim and Jesse were specialists at that. And I have an album of Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys doing radio shows. This is recorded at radio station WBAM in Montgomery, Alabama in 1962. And Jim McReynolds was playing guitar, Jesse McReynolds mandolin, Alan Shelton on banjo, Jim Buchanan on fiddle, David Sutherland on bass, and Don McCone on guitar. It's a pretty highly skilled band, and a five-piece band playing live in the studio every time. It really tests your repertoires. But there's some great music. And, of course, Jim and Jesse were sponsored by the Martha White Flower Show too. So let's hear from Jim and Jesse. They do the intro, Martha White. And they had a song called On That Mississippi Shore. Jim and Jesse.
Now you big right,
uh-huh.
With Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good delight, Martha White.
Martha White.
You'll make better biscuits, cakes, and pies. On Martha White's still rising flour,
the one all-purpose flour. Martha White's still rising flour, it's got hot fries.
Thank you so much. We'd like to say howdy once again to all you friends from Jim and Jesse and all the Virginia Boys for another 15 minutes of country music. We hope you'll enjoy some of our songs and tunes today. We'd like to go back and get us some of an old one to start us off with on the program, one called On the Mississippi Shore.
Yeah, that steamboat blowing on the Mississippi Shore. I love that river and will forever calling everywhere I go. To that land I'm going, never gonna roam no more. I'll be so happy with Mammy and Pappy on the Mississippi shore.
Picking and playing round the cabin door, always singing on the river shore. Happiness is with them every night and day, on the river they will stay.
Mississippi shore. I love that river and will forever. It's calling everywhere I go. To that land I'm going, never gonna roam no more. I'll be so happy with Mammy and Pappy on the Mississippi
go. You're the best companion that I know. When the master calls me, lay me down to rest in the land that I love best.
Though I can hear the steamboat blowing on the Mississippi shore, I love that river and will forever. It's calling everywhere I go. To that land I'm going, never gonna roam no more. I'll be so happy with Mammy and Pappy on the Mississippi shore.
Oh, that was Jim and Jesse live doing their radio show. It's funny doing the songs, and it's a bit like a practice session, really. You finish a song and no one claps, but you have to assume that people out there are listening to you. But they still play impeccable music, don't they? And lovely to hear Alan Shelton's banjo, particularly on that Martha White theme. What a great player. Next band we're going to hear from is one of the lesser-known bands that play probably most of the bluegrass music around the place. The album is called Captured Alive at Horn Creek Ranch, and of course it's the Sons and Brothers, which is a great name for a family band. And the band consists of Mike Walking, who's a dad. This is a Walking, W-O-L-K-I-N-G, the Walking family. And that's the dad, and they all play lots of instruments. Joe Walking plays the mandolin and fiddle. Frank Walking is the dad. He plays the guitar. Mike plays the dobro. And Aaron plays the bass. And they all take turns in the doing lead vocals and harmony vocals. And they've got Ron Thomason, who's a noted humorist and mandolin player, as well as a folklorist, and with a very droll wit, and does wonderful introductions. And we're going to hear a little bit from Ron Thomason. This is in Colorado, right in the middle of the USA, and it's a live concert, and I think you might enjoy some of the music from Sons and Brothers, Captured Alive at the Horn Creek Ranch. Let's have a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Thomason. I want to welcome you here tonight. I only mentioned my name so you'll know who to complain about if I start talking too fast for you. This is actually the largest crowd we've ever had for the 8th annual Shakespearean poetry reading and Gregorian chants. We know why you came, and we'd like to give you a little bit of orientation, because I know most of you are worried about whether or not the band's going to like you. The most important thing is don't get nervous and don't get stage fright. I came from a county where even when we were little rednecks, we had dreams, you know, and some of my friends, you know, dreamed of being a moonshiner. One wanted to breed show pigs. It was a small county. I actually never thought my first three wives would all have the same name. Plaintiff. But my real dream was to be a record producer, and these guys are finally giving me a chance to do it. The Sons and Brothers.
Upon the land, I'll take this ring. ocean and a wave to sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and a wave to sand, wave to sway and wave again. Back turn and sway. Wave the ocean and a wave to sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and a wave to sand, wave to sway and wave again. Back turn and sway.
Played a bluegrass festival in early July here in Westcliff, the High Mountain Hay Fever Festival, and it was way too much fun. And they asked us to do this workshop on song selection, how to pick the songs you're going to sing and record and everything. During this workshop, one of the things that we touched on that we think is very, very important is that you should always try to learn the songs before you play them on stage. That usually helps. And then another thing that we touched on in the workshop that we think is very important: always match the person who's going to be singing the lead vocal to what the song is saying. So if we have a song that needs to sound real pitiful, they usually have me sing it. And if we ever have a song that needs to sound really old, there's only one guy for the job in this group. And then if we ever find ourselves in a situation to where we need to get all the girls between the ages of 16 and 95 on our team, there's Wonder Boy for you. So Mike's not going to sing this next song.
Aaron is. This is a song about a relationship between a man and his son. It's called This One Belongs to Me.
Ten years old and trembling as I face that angry man, a broken window and my baseball in his hand. I wanted so to run and hide. My dad came to my side. He told the man we'd fix it right away. And ruffling up my hair, he went on to say,
this one belongs to me. He's mine, you see. Though he's in a little trouble, I'm proud as I can be. This one belongs to me. He's a part of me, and I'll tend to him until he's gone. This one belongs to me.
Snuck in, and on his knees I overheard him say again,
this one belongs to me. He's mine, you see. And though he's in a little trouble, I'm proud as I can be.
this one belongs to me.
Hi, this is Ed Elfrink from Hilliard, Ohio, USA, and you're listening to the world's best bluegrass podcast, Backyard Bluegrass, with your host, Paul Trenwith.
Right, thanks, Ed, for that introduction. I hope you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. We're doing some live music, and this is from my vinyl albums and some CDs of live concerts, and I must admit I really enjoy hearing the live music. There's a few things that you can do that I need to tell you about, though. If you're visiting Hamilton in the next few months, go to the Waikato Museum, south end of the CBD in Hamilton, just on the riverbank there. And they're having an exhibition of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, a whole lot of memorabilia, some DVDs, videos you can watch, instruments, some of our best instruments are being displayed there, a whole lot of pictures that you've probably never seen. And it's a great exhibition on bluegrass music, great for kids, it's interactive, so there's all sorts of things that they can do. And those of you that can remember the band from its early days will have a lot of memories refreshed when you visit. As far as I know, it's free, and there's lots of other things to see at the museum as well. So visit the Waikato Museum, starts on the 8th of May and runs until August sometime, so you've got a little bit of time to do it. That's something you can go and see. Morrinsville Country Music Club concert on the second Friday of the month in the Rotary Community Hall, that's good fun too. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session that I host in Hamilton, is on the fourth Sunday of the month, and it's on the fourth Sunday of May, and we have special guests, Bluegrass and Beyond, fine band coming down from Auckland. Peter Parnham on bass, Cameron Bennett on dobro, John Olding on guitar, and Colin Spear on guitar and banjo. That's a great bunch of musicians, and they do some excellent songs and play top-class bluegrass music. Come along to Back Porch Bluegrass Sunday afternoon on the fourth Sunday of the month, and I think that's about the 23rd. And you will enjoy a real program of live bluegrass music, just like we're doing with the radio show. And in fact, it's time for a gospel song now, so what could be better than my friends from Australia, Country Sound. They did a concert in the Sydney Opera House in the Recording Hall in 1978. I got to play a bit of banjo, so did my friend Gary Easterbrook from New Zealand, got to play some bass. Bruce O'Hara on guitar and lead vocals, Charlie Boyter on guitar and harmony and lead vocals, and we Steve Lyne on guitar. We had a great time playing some music. Sue Chapman on fiddle. Oh, what a good time we had. And here we are doing a song I'm sure you'll recognize, River of Jordan from Country Sound.
Jordan, our Savior went one day, and we read that John the Baptist met him there. When John baptized Jesus in Jordan's rushing water, the mighty power of God filled the air. Well, I'm on my way, gonna wade right in. I'm going down to the River of Jordan. Let the cool waters cleanse my soul. Stricken with dread of leprosy, he sent for the man of God to pray. But Elisha told Naaman, go dip yourself in Jordan, let the cool waters wash your spots away. So he went right down
in the River of Jordan.
He waded right in
the rushing water.
He dipped himself
in the River of Jordan.
Jordan is many miles away, and that mighty river I may never see. But I find myself an altar in an old-fashioned church, and my river of Jordan that will be. Well, I'm on my way
to the river of Jordan.
Gonna wade right in.
I'm going down
to the river of Jordan. Let the cool waters cleanse my soul. Let the cool waters cleanse my soul. Let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
That's my friend's Country Sound at the Sydney Opera House in 1978. And Joe Clark was a mandolin player. Forgot to mention him at the start. Well, let's hear our last album, really, for the day. We just see if we can sneak something in from that. The Barefoot Nellies, live at Amnesia. San Francisco-based group, and they do some great music. Prentice Sellers on banjo and some lead vocals. Nicole Solis on mandolin and some vocals. Erica Walther on guitar and lots of vocals. Betsy Maudlin, sorry Betsy, sorry Pam, on lead vocals and fiddle, and Jess Beebe on bass. And they had a good time at the Amnesia, and they were introduced by my good friend Chuck Bowling. So let's hear from Live at Amnesia, the Barefoot Nellies.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Barefoot Nellies.
Time for us to go. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass.